I want to grow up. Sort of contrary to the story we often hear, I don't want to grow up. I want to grow up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I want to grow up. Little children, by and large, want to grow up. They always want to be older than they are. If they have gained a quarter of a year, they want credit for it. If they have a half a year older, they want credit. Three quarters, they want credit. And they haven't even figured out what quarters are yet. But they want credit for that time. They're 5.5 years old. They're 5 3/4 years old. They're 6 years old. They want to have credit for that time. Peter Pan, in Never Never Land, he says, I don't want to grow up. Well, who wrote that story? An adult wrote that story of wishful thinking. Of wishful thinking that it could always be a child. Of wishful thinking that it could always have the magical spirits and consciousness that a child has. I don't want to grow up. And we watch that show and we think how charming it is, and we think how beautiful it is. But we might pay attention to it, because that's what an adult thinks, and that's not what a child thinks. An adult thinks, I don't want to grow up, because with growing up, there's responsibility. With growing up, there's going to school, going to all these responsibilities that you have to do in your home, in your world. And when you're a little child, you just don't have to do it. It's not even thought of asking you to do a lot of things. Oh, perhaps your parents start you out with some little chores to get you started, and especially if you have older brothers and sisters, everybody has something to do, and the little children want to have a chore because they want to grow up. And they want to set the table like their big sister does, or they want to go and mow the lawn like their older brother does. And the older brother says, sure, come on, Jimmy. And so Jimmy goes out on the front lawn, and Fred says, okay, Jimmy, take over. And Freddy says, Jimmy, come on now. I'm going to give it a push, so it's going. Now you continue it. So Jimmy gets behind the lawnmower, can hardly reach the handle, and he's pushing the lawnmower on the push that Freddy had given it. And pretty soon, the lawnmower stops, because it's just bigger than Jimmy can handle. And Jimmy doesn't say, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up and have to do lawnmower like you. I don't want to grow up and have to do things like you. I want to grow up. The I don't want to grow up is an adult philosophy. It's an adult attitude, and it's adult things that go on. And we take these things as though they are children's thoughts and children's attitudes and children's realities. And we just don't really realize that that's not the case. It's not the case at all that a child wants to grow up. Or is it? Who says that a child wants to or doesn't want to grow up? Well, adults say that. Little children do very little talking about growing up. They just grow up. Little children do very little talking about living in the now. They just live in the now. Little children are like dogs. You tell the little child that you're going to take him for a walk, and then you're not able to take him for a walk, and so they forget it. And you think they don't forget it. I'm sorry I didn't take you for a walk, Daddy says. I promised you I was going to take you for a walk, and I didn't take you for a walk. I'm sorry. Well, the little kids don't want to grow up and have the responsibility of remembering that they were going to have a walk and don't get it. They just take what comes at the moment and enjoy what comes at the moment. Little children are taught to be unhappy because they don't get what their parents think they want to have, you know. And how foolish parents are to do this to children, how foolish they are to force that into the minds and the hearts of the children, that they want things that they have no desire for. This illustration should stand on its own feet very powerfully. You take a little child and you put him underneath the kitchen sink, and what happens? He's in paradise. He's got pots and pans and all sorts of nonsense. We can't put him under our kitchen sinks, because under our kitchen sinks we keep cleansers and cleaning solutions and stuff that aren't too good for little kids to fool around. But it's better to say, instead of under the kitchen sink, maybe that's where they kept the pots and pans in the old days. Mm-hmm. But when you let the kid play in the pot and pan drawer, you know, and he just has a ball. And bang, 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 and clang, clang, and he just thinks that's the most wonderful thing. Now, what is it? Is that toy a doll? Is that toy a car, a truck, a fire engine? Is that toy a house? Is it a friend? Is it what? Who knows? Who knows? I don't know that anyone's ever been able to come up with what a banging pot is, except it's just a friendly toy. It's about the size that they can handle, and then the only thing they can do with it is bang with it. Bang, bang, bang. And that's fun. Now, they don't necessarily want to grow up or grow up. They're just being themselves. And every time they do anything, they do it because it's a joy to do it, and they do it then now. Little children are the most blessed creatures on earth because they don't look to the future. They have no aspiration of what tomorrow brings. Today brings mother's cuddly arms, and that's all that matters. Today brings daddy is home, and they can sit at his feet and play while he's watching television or something. And it's just presence. He doesn't have to play with him, play ball with him, and do all those things. That's the parents' idea. The parents think that they got to move with the dog and do things. Now, I will play ball with Rex and play things with him, but what Rex likes most is when he can just sit at my feet. When he can just sit where I am and be where I am, and especially if my hand happens to fall over the edge of the bed or the chair and touch him. Aww. And then he snuggles in. He throws his head back and looks up at me with big brown eyes saying, "That's all I want. It's just you." Now, how soon are we going to learn this? How soon are we become aware of this? That it's just you. But it's not really you. It's just the feeling of belonging. It's the feeling of a family. It's the feeling of oneness. It's how unfortunate that parents have to raise children. How wonderful if children could raise parents. If children could raise parents in the way that children live, and who children really are. And children are really such gentle, loving, caring beings, and they don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to help anybody. They just want to do what they want to do. And they don't want to do it out of meanness or spite or anything like that. They just want to do what they want to do. Now, are we willing to be that for ourselves? You have to become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, what does it mean to become as a little child? Well, act like it. Act like a little child. With no responsibility, with no possession of another person, with no needs and wants, you are delighted in everything. Your doll, your car, your house, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, better than anybody else in the world, the greatest, you know. Well, that's what starts problems in the world. If, hey, everybody's mom and dad is the greatest. And you got a great mom and dad, but everybody's mom and dad is the greatest. You got great brothers and sisters, but everybody's brothers and sisters are the greatest. You got great dogs, but everybody's dog is the greatest. And dog stories are loved by dog people because every dog has the same type of a feeling that comes across in a dog story to dog people. And everybody who has feelings and emotions and sensitivity is a dog person. Now, do you want to grow up? Or do you want to be the child that you are? Let that inner child be who you are. Who is it that is that inner child? Is that inner child of you a naughty little person that wants you to have your own way all the time? Or is the inner little child of you just going out and doing whatever it is that you like to do? Not because you want to have your own way. Not because you want it, because you want it. But you just do it because you do it. And if you're playing with a ball and another kid comes along and he's got a ball too, and he says, "Can I play with your ball?" "Oh, sure." He doesn't even ask the kid for his ball, but he says, "Sure." So the kid takes your ball, and he's got his ball, and he's playing with two of them. And you're sitting there with no ball. And then all of a sudden, you start crying. "I haven't got any ball! I haven't got any ball!" You're not thinking the kid stole your ball. That your mother teaches you. You're just thinking that you don't have a toy. And then you cry for a while. And then after you cry for a while, you realize that nobody really cares. You got to pay attention to yourself. And so all the other kids in the play box and the play yard and in the yard are doing their things. They don't really care about you. They're used to you crying. And so you say, "Well, I guess I got to amuse myself." So you get a stick. And you take the stick and you bang it against the tree and you bang it against the ground and stuff. Not mad, not angry, but just because that's what sticks are for, is to hit things with, you know. And so then after you get the stick and you bang it good once, it breaks in half. And you say, "Oh, I got two sticks now." You don't say, I broke my stick, I got two sticks. It's your brother that comes along and says, "You broke your stick." And then he makes you feel that that's a bad thing to do, to break your stick. But you thought, "Hey, I got two sticks now." You see, it's all a matter of your perception. And it's all a matter of whether you are a little child who is unintimidated by life, you know. You're just being yourself and having fun. You want to grow up? You want to stay young? You want to be young? How do you want to do it? You want to do it because it's fun? Or do you want to do it because it's the thing to do? Or do you want to do it like your little girls, they play house? Well, they're not really playing house. They're just playing with their toys. And they have a structured play list with their toys, which they call house. Now you be the daddy, I'll be the mommy, and we'll have these toys. Now let me pour you some tea. Well, mommy and daddy don't usually drink tea. They want some scotch, you know. Or they want some coffee or something. So if that's what they drink at home, coffee, then that's what it is. If they have cocktails all the time, then the little children are going to have a cocktail party. And they'll have water in their cocktail glass, and they'll put a little bit of dirt in there to make it colorful. You know, this is all part of the game. Now, the less real it is, the more real it is for them. The less real it is, the more fun it is for them. Now, could you live that way? I doubt it. Because you don't want to grow up. It's not the matter that you're living well now in wherever you are, but you don't want to have those other responsibilities. You don't want to go to work every day and earn a living because your dad's always complaining about it. You don't want to be an adult because then you got to take care of kids and then you got to have kids, you know. And all sorts, and anything that's not harmonious in your family life, you don't want to do. So you got a pretty good idea when kids have attitudes toward home and family, where they got it. They didn't get it from the neighbor. They got it from their own. And when their own brothers and sisters are very loving and caring, the little kids grow up to be loving and caring. When their brothers and sisters are kind of crafty, kind of shifty, then the little ones grow up to that way too. Think how you want to do it. It's not too late. It's not too late. You can be that child now, which means that you live every moment of your life with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being. And life is wonderful. Try it out sometime. I do it all the time. So, have fun, be yourself, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.